Tuesday, partly sunny, high 60. Keep it here to WCDO.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. It's the last regular season week here of the 2022 season, and we're live in Sydney. We've been looking forward to this one for quite a long time. It's the Sydney Warriors hosting the BG Bobcats tonight. The old Route 7 rivalry getting back here tonight should be a great one. I'm Nate Lull, joined tonight by Sky Thompson. Sky, always good to have you along.
Great to be here. Another beautiful night for football. Should be a good game between these two teams that are right down the road from each other.
Yeah, we are really excited for this one here tonight. We're going to start off tonight with the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right here in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And so we're all set here, and we're going to talk over some things because, Sky, this is interesting. Both these teams, the same exact record coming into tonight's game.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see two teams with the same exact record battling it out, as you said, last regular season game. So, obviously, they're going to go at it. We got to have a better record, as I said, right down the road from each other, so you want to have the better record for bragging rights.
So this is the last week of the regular season. Both these teams will probably play some sort of crossover game, which is kind of a non-playoff game. Next week, but this is really for all the marbles. This is their season here tonight. Going to be very fun to watch. So we're going to pause for the national anthem when we come back. Bobcats and Warriors tonight. It's the Butler Auto pregame show here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler. The reason we hear that so much is because we have credit options for all credit types, regardless of your credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. Butler Auto Sales also has the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from on two lots in Sydney. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. Most makes and models are available too.
Finally, I'm approved for a car loan. Now I can get the car I really want.
So if you don't think you can get financed, think again and visit Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Both teams heading out to midfield for tonight's coin toss here. Sydney hosting BG. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. We also record all these games. You can go back in our game audio archive. It's a free download. Listen back to it anytime. Again, all thanks to SFCU. So, again, it's the Butler Auto pregame show here tonight. Butler is a great sponsor of all the local sports things that we do, whether it's football, basketball, you name it. Butler is a great sponsor. And, of course, they have the biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right here in Sydney, and it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. And they wish the staff and the coaches, players, and fans of both teams here the best in tonight's game. So, you know, Sky, I mean, Sydney BG, we didn't get to see it for a few years because they were in different divisions and different classes. But, you know, these games are so much fun when you have those rivalry-type games. I really miss Sydney and Unitigo, with Unitigo playing eight-man right now. and Sydney still up in 11-man. That's a rivalry that I miss. But, I mean, you grew up around here playing at Oneonta, coaching at Walton, so you understand the importance of these small-town rivalry games.
Yeah, they're great. For me, obviously, at Oneonta, the big one was Norwich. And when it came basketball season time, it was Seton Catholic as well as Norwich. So, those are a little bit different because they're not right down the road from
right.
you. You know, we always had to travel a little bit and go see, you know, go be at these different gyms that are way down the road down in Binghamton here. As we said, these teams are right down the road.
Oh, yeah.
So this is great. You're going to know a lot of the people that are here, and there really is that bragging rights feel.
Other games going on tonight that we'll be keeping an eye on. Waverly is at Norwich. We think that's going to be a fantastic game tonight. Johnson City is at Oneonta. Eight-man action. Trumansburg is at Green. We also have one of the independent teams that we like to follow, Whitney Points at Lansing. UV is at Groton. That's another eight-man game. Groton, one of the best eight-man teams in the section. And just because people are always asking what's up with Tioga, their game tonight with Deposit Hancock was actually canceled because DH has ended their season early due to injuries. But they did pick up a game, so Tioga's going down to play Athens down in Pennsylvania. So, you know, we'll see if we can get an update or two from that as well. So that's just like the Tigers, you know. Something happens, they pivot, they go find another game to play. And, of course, the big one tomorrow is Walton and Delhi.
Yeah, two teams battling it out there with the same record in Walton and Delhi, both already obviously playing Tioga. But very, very interesting to see how these couple games here go to finish up the regular season.
Here's the kickoff. Sydney will field it to our right. They'll bring it back up to about the 27-yard line. Some hard hitting here by BG, driving them back to about the 25. So that's where Sydney will start for the first time tonight on offense. And again, just in case you're wondering, it's Delhi at Walton tomorrow at 1:30, in case you're maybe thinking about taking a trip over the hill. So Sydney is in the gray uniforms tonight, all gray pants, gray helmet, gray tops. They have the maroon trim and the white trim as well, the Sydney S on the side of the helmet. BG is in the gray pants here tonight, the white tops with the navy blue lettering and the navy blue helmet, white lettering saying BG on the side. So really interested to see how this one shapes up here tonight. Here's our first look at Sydney, again starting from the 25. First play of the game, they'll look to hand it off up the middle, hard running. BG bringing him down at about the 30-yard line here. Hagroyan was in on the tackle there for BG as Marino was the ball carrier for the Sydney Warriors.
I'm assuming we're going to hear that name a lot tonight for Sydney and Marino. He's a very good player. We've been lucky to come over here and watch him last week, and we watched him against Delhi, too. Very good player for them.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens here tonight because both these teams run the ball well, but they're also not afraid to throw it. So we'll be interested to see what kind of the balance is between the run and the throw here tonight. Here's a pitch to the outside. Actually, it's a QB keeper for Easton. He's going to pick up the first down and more through the 50 into BG territory, all the way down to about the 42-yard line. A good running there by Easton, and boy, he's so shifty.
He is. Last week when we did them against Afton Harpersville, in the first half alone, he had 3 touchdowns. He was very impressive the whole time, and one of the things that impressed me a lot was that very quick burst that he had right from whenever he did a QB keep.
We do believe that was Easton. Marino was over there as well. He could have been blocking. Sometimes it's hard when we see a sweep on that far side to see who has the ball. I believe that was Easton who carried it all that way, and they're into BG territory. Easton wants to throw on first down, and his pass is incomplete. Looks like the intended receiver was Nick Hartwell. Second down and 10 coming up for Sydney. Again, going right to left in the first quarter here. We are scoreless with just under 10 minutes to go in this first frame. So Sydney not afraid. They came right up to the line, bang, bang, tried to throw it. I bet they've been working on this first drive all week.
Yeah, we talked about it the last couple of weeks. A lot of teams go out there, they script their first few plays. They kind of have an idea of what they're going to face, know what they want to run just to get a feel for it. And the Sydney offense, they have a lot of guys that they're going to go to.
Here's that QB keeper again for Easton. And he gets upended at about the 36-yard line after a gain of about 4 yards on the play. Good fake there by Easton, and then he took off to the right side. So this will bring up about a third down and 5 to go for the Warriors. Can the Bobcats hold on defense here? We'll see. Ball on the 37, Sydney going right to left. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight here on CDO, also welcoming in anybody on WCDOsports.com. Key third down early in the contest. It's scoreless so far between Sydney and BG. And they're going to hand it off up the middle, going to be very close. Good for a first down across the 30 to the 29. And off the bottom of the pile there Let's see who comes off. I believe that was DeMott who was carrying. No, it was Marino there who was able to pick that up, and it'll be a first down with 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless. We saw a lot of DeMott as well doing a nice job as he won one of our awards when we were here last week. Of course, that game ended early due to injuries by Afton Harpersville. But a lot of guys played very, very well for Sydney last week. Here's a first down and 10. Easton with the QB keeper again to the right side. He's got the corner of the end zone, and he's going to run it in. A touchdown here for Sydney for Dylan Easton with 8:39 to go in the first quarter. Almost untouched on the outside there, Sky.
I don't even know if he was touched, to be completely honest. He had a very quick burst of speed right up that sideline. Great quarterback keep right there for him. As we said, he had three touchdowns last week in the first half, and he's already got one here in the first about 3.5 minutes.
Turn the Jets on to the outside, and Sydney with a very successful opening drive here. Again, 8:39 to go in the first, and Sydney up 6-0, and they'll be going for two here in just a moment. Easton's in the shotgun. Marino's off his left hip. Two wide receivers to the left. He's going to tuck it and run, and he's in for two. And Easton scoring all the points on that drive, and Sydney's up 8-0. With 8:36 to go in the first quarter, we'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Sydney football with an 8-0 lead over BG after they score on the first drive of the game. About 8.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. We just had the kickoff. BG with a small return of about 5 yards by Nolan Hawkins, and so the Bobcats, now going left to right, will start at their own 15-yard line. Again, in the white tops, the gray pants, and the navy blue helmet. Sydney's in the all-gray tonight with the white and the maroon trim, the gray helmet with the Sydney S in maroon on the side there. And so here we go. This will be our first look tonight here. Connor Davey is going to be the QB, and he'll look to hand it off. Goes right back to Nolan Hawkins, cuts between the tackles. He's still on his feet. Good little run here, going from right back into the middle between the hashes. Good for about, I would say, 6 yards. Out to the 24-yard line for BG, second and about 4 to go. And we'll see if the Bobcats can answer. How important will this be, Scott, to try to, you know, keep the momentum and not give that ball right back to Sydney?
Yeah, and they've dug themselves a little bit of a hole here. Not getting a great return there on the kickoff, putting themselves deep in their own territory is not how you want to start an offensive drive.
Hand off now for BG, rumbling forward, going to be very close to a first down across the 25 out to about the 27. And a good run there. Looks like they will move the chains. Tony Ladd, I believe, was the ball carrier for the BG Bobcats. And we've seen BG a couple of times this year, and they have a lot of different weapons where they can throw different running backs at you. And they have good size, too. That's one thing that stuck out to us all year, I'd say.
Yes, and one of the things that we've said with Sydney is they have a lot of guys that they go to. Well, the couple games we've done BG, we say a lot of different names for them as well. So if you're the Sydney defense here, you have to be very cautious of all the different weapons that they do have.
First and 10 for BG as they trail Sydney here on the road, 8-0 with about 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. A run to the outside for Damon Seymour. Really nowhere to go. Good job by Sydney to close that gap on the left side. Second down and 10 to go.
And I did want to point out to the listeners tonight that it is actually senior night tonight.
Yeah. We could not get, well, I shouldn't say we, I could not get that straight last week. There was about three events in my head, and I don't think any of them were happening. So we apologize for any confusion out there. Going to be a second down and 10 here for the Bobcats. Davey's going to roll to his right. He's got some time. He's looking for a receiver. He pump fakes, and then he's brought down by the Sydney D right back at about the line of scrimmage. They did not fall for that one. And three Sydney Warriors, led by Trevor Harrington, they bring him down. Nice job there to not fall for any of that because, you know, really he had the edge for a quick second there, but then the defense closed in on him.
They did, and they did a great job in coverage. When a guy is rolling out like that, sometimes you see coverages break down, but Sydney stayed with their receivers, the defensive backs did, not giving the quarterback anywhere to throw, which allowed for them to make the tackle right at the line of scrimmage.
6 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney football leading BG 8-0 here under the lights at Sydney's Alumni Stadium. Glad to have you along, as well as on WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU here tonight. Going to be a third and 10. Davey looking to his left. He's going to have to pull it down. Pressure's coming. Escapes the pocket to the near sideline. He's brought down at about the 35, and he's about 4 yards short of the first down marker there. As the Sydney defense does the job, Lucas DeMott comes up to make the tackle there for the Warriors.
Another great defensive play right there by Sydney in coverage. Two plays in a row, BG trying to drop back and pass, which we've seen them have success doing in the games we've covered them on. But Sydney doing a great job, two plays in a row. That time a little bit different because it looked like a regular traditional drop back, a little scramble there, but the defense collapsed quickly.
Nolan Hawkins is going to do the punting duties here tonight for BG, and he'll get off a clean punt here, and Sydney will field it back to our right at about the 40, and a fair catch there is made by the Warriors. And so Sydney, with an 8-0 lead, will take over here with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter and an 8-0 lead. The offense trots back out onto the field here. A great start for Sydney here on your last home game of the regular season.
You couldn't have asked for a better start. They get the ball first. They go down and score, get the two-point conversion. Then your special teams comes up big, pinning BG deep. As we said, when you pin a team deep like that, it makes your offensive series a lot different when you're starting on, what was it, like the 15-yard line as opposed to the 25-30. And then they get a great stop there with two key stops on a pass play.
Here's Easton again, the sophomore QB. He's been brilliant so far tonight. Throws to the outside. It is almost picked off. It went off the hands there of DeMott. BG had a chance at it, but it does fall incomplete to the turf. Second and 10 coming up. Boy, that would have been a gift for the Bobcats.
Would have been nice to get that one back. You know, you basically flip field position there. Your offense comes back on the field. But a break for Sydney.
Second and 10 coming up here for the Warriors. Again, Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios just down the hill. 4:55 to go first quarter, and Sydney leads 8-0. Hand off, and no, QB keeper for Easton. Good for about 9 yards, sliding forward right to the 50-yard line and the Sydney S. And when he takes off out of the pocket, extremely quick first burst.
It really is, and it's tough for a defense because, you know, we talked about the weapons that Sydney has. Well, right there in the, out of the backfield, Marino's a great weapon to have, of course, so we have to play against that, but you want to guard against Easton. It's very hard to guard against all those different weapons.
They do give him the first down right at midfield as Sydney goes right to left. They'll hand it off. Here's Marino. He's into the second level. He's got some daylight. Runs to the 30, 25-20, and he's tripped up at about the 20-yard line. A 30-yard scamper there for Marino. Move the chains again for Sydney.
And that's just the case right there. You know, you just saw the QB keep it. Very similar-looking play. There was a little bit of motion, but it's very tough to guard against all the different weapons that Sydney has.
Just a little out-of-town score update here. Again, UV playing Groton tonight in eight-man action. Groton's by far, I think, our best team in the section in eight-man, and they're down 24-0 early in that contest. So we'll keep an eye on some of those other games for you. And here is a first-down run. This is going to be Easton on the QB keeper again between the tackles. Good for about 5 yards down to the 15-yard line for Sydney. They're marching again. Just under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 8, BG nothing. And so the Warriors taking their time now in the red zone. They don't want to make any mistakes as the play comes in from the sideline here with Marino. And so, boy, Sydney trying to put their stamp on this game early in this one here as they already have an 8-0 lead. Coming up on 3.5 to go in this first quarter. Easton with a run to the outside, cuts it back. And we got a flag on the play. Easton is in for a Sydney touchdown, but let's see what this flag is for. At about the 5-yard line, I believe it could be on the Warriors here. Sky, what'd you see?
normally when flags are thrown in that area, it normally is going to come back, whether it's a hold, something like that. Normally that's what it's for.
I did see one of the Sydney linemen throw up his hands like, what, me? Not me. I would never do that. So.
And then the official goes, well, now we know exactly who it was.
Yeah, right. So that Easton touchdown, I believe, is going to come back. Let's see the official call here. It looks like a chop block against Sydney, so it's coming back. Don't see that called.
I was going to say, that's probably the first time this year we've seen that.
So that's going to negate the Sydney touchdown and bring them back to the 21-yard line here. So it's going to be second down and 15 for the Warriors with 3:20 to go in the first quarter and Sydney leading Bainbridge Guilford 8-0.
Not like a call you see very often.
No, I did not. I don't think we've seen that this year. I think you're right. Going to be a second and 15 here, waiting for the snap. Sydney's got two wide receivers split to the right. Nobody on the left. Actually, yes, they do have one on the left. They throw it to him, and he's out to about the 20. He was kind of hidden down here by the sideline. I didn't see him. Pass is complete. Good for about 6 yards there, so third and 9 coming up. And a good catch there by Connor Vandersalmen for Sydney.
It's a good thing there was a guy over there.
Yeah, I couldn't quite see him. No. Sometimes with the Sydney gray, it really blends in. You can see where he's lining up now.
Yep.
Hard to see that he's not on the bench, essentially. So just the angle we're at. Third down and 9 here for the Warriors. Again, they enter the BG red zone. They're going to hand it off to Moreno. Cuts between the tackles, and he's brought down. He'll be very close to a first down at about the 10-yard line here with 2.5 to go first quarter, and Sydney ahead of BG 8-0. So again, Sydney scored on their first possession and then forced BG to punt on theirs. And a nice march here on the second possession of the night for the Sydney Warriors.
Big fourth down play here.
Easton on fourth down and 1 to go. Just gets to the edge. He's looking for the end zone, and he is in. He needed 1, and he picks up about 12. BG looked like they had a chance in the backfield. They couldn't get him, and Easton makes him pay.
Easton had that one defensive end to get outside, and he did. Did a nice job using his speed and quickness to get around the edge there, and then it was just straightforward for him using his speed and quickness and punched it in again.
Easton, again, we said last week he had 3 touchdowns in the first half. Tonight so far he's got 2, and very well done there by Easton on about a 12-yard TD run.
I knew it was a good idea to start him this week in my fantasy league.
That's right, yeah. Local Section 4 fantasy. Maybe we're onto something there, Sky. I don't know. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sydney leads 14-0, going for 2 here. Marino's off the left hip of Easton. They're going to pitch it to him. Marino cuts it back to the inside, diving for the end zone, and he's in. Sydney has a 16-0 lead over BG. What a start tonight for the Warriors here at Sydney's Alumni Field. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back as we get set here. 16-0 lead for Sydney over BG with a minute 55 to go in this first quarter here, and a great start tonight for Sydney. And BG will have this one on the return out to about the 33-yard line here. Sky, ball did pop out there at the last second, but the Bobcats were able to retain, it looks like.
Either that or it might have gone out of bounds. I wasn't quite sure what happened, but it did come out, and that would have been a change of events right there, too, if Sydney got that back.
Yeah, that certainly would have been costly for BG. Instead, they get it back. They're going to try to run on first down, but they run into a wall of Sydney Warriors here, and BG just hasn't been able to establish the run game quite like we've seen in past weeks as Tony Ladd picks up about one on that play. What do you see so far for BG in the run game?
Well, we talk about it a lot. The offensive line, defensive line, game in the trenches is a huge part of it, and so far, Sydney's is winning that battle, and we've seen for the couple games we've done BG so far that they've been able to get a good push, hand the ball off, go up the middle, and make some progress. Well, so far tonight, that's just not happening.
Second down, they're going to throw, and they try to go to the outside for Noah Patton. Incomplete on second and nine, so third and nine coming up now. And the Sydney defense continuing to find ways to pester and fluster this BG offense.
They got a great pass rush that time, got right back there, gave the quarterback no time to throw. Made him rush it a little bit, probably not get as much on either because he did get hit as he was throwing as well. So it's just been rough so far for BG, but a lot of game left. Don't get too down on yourself or anything like that. Try and get back to what you do well and build off of that.
So a third down and nine, and this is tough. I mean, these third longs just put so much pressure on your offense. Let's see if they can convert here with a 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Sydney on top of BG, 16-0. Bobcats with the ball. Davey drops back, flushed out of the pocket again, pump fakes, running out of real estate to the side, throws one up, and it's tipped and knocked away there by the Sydney defense. And a good job by the Warriors secondary to come up. They were not going to let that get through. Devin Baker and Corbin Cash coming over to punch it out of bounds. Fourth down now for BG.
Very good defensive play again on the pass. We've seen them have great, on the play before this, great pass rush. That time they started to get a little pressure as well. But the defensive backs have been playing very well tonight. And that play right there, you know, it's very easy to make some contact with the receiver, especially when the ball's up there like that. But they made a great play on the ball, no contact, so no pass interference or anything like that. And now Sydney gets the ball back.
And so once again, the Bobcats pretty much three and out. They have to punt. An end-over-end punt here is going to take a Sydney bounce right up to midfield, and they'll fall on it there. And so the Warriors, boy, that was risky to fall on that ball, but they did hold on to it, and they'll start again right at midfield.
Yeah, you could see Coach Matthews, he put his hands on his head right there, and he's just happy that the ball stayed in his team's hands on that one.
Because that was kind of a knuckleball, and they probably should have just let it go. Instead, they did try to fall on it, and that can always be risky, but worked out well there for Sydney as they'll pick it up right at midfield here on the 50-yard line. First and 10 now for the Warriors. They've been moving the ball at will. Here's Easton again, slicing and dicing. He's good for about 7 yards into BG territory to the 45. Again, Sydney leading BG 16-0, 45 seconds to go in a fast-moving first quarter here. And so Sydney will settle back in on a second down and about 5, maybe 4 to go here at the 46. Again, in the all-gray here tonight. BG's in the white tops with the gray pants, and again, Sydney in the all-gray with the maroon trim. Marino taking his time coming in from the sideline here. He's going to be off the left hip of Easton as they're having a little conversation. Now he trades over to the right side. 20 seconds to go on the game clock. They're going to hand it off to him, and up the middle he goes. He's got a first down and more, rumbling across the 40 to the 35, maybe the 34. Move the sticks again here for Sydney with 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Not a bad way to come off the sideline right there a little late.
He kind of waltzed in there, took his time, got his chin strap on, and then ran it for about 12 yards. Not bad. Not bad. And so that's going to do it for the first quarter. Time's going to run out. Sydney 16, BG nothing. Heck of a first quarter for the Warriors here in the last week of the regular season. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Start of the second quarter. We're going to switch ends of the field. So Sydney now going left to right on your radio dial. They have a 16-0 lead over Bainbridge Guilford. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull tonight here on WCDO. They're going to go right to the air on the first play of the second quarter, and this one is batted away. Good defense there by Noah Patton of BG, and a 2nd and 10 coming up for Sydney. They have the ball on the BG 39-yard line here to start the second quarter. And so let's see, how does BG try to slow down this Sydney offense here, because they've just been running the ball and pretty much doing whatever they want here, Sky. Second down coming.
I think you got to focus on Easton more so. I have a guy go with him every time.
Easton again cuts to the outside. Speak of the devil, he's got a first down and more, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds at the 10-yard line. He turns that corner so darn quick, BG hasn't been able to answer, and another first down for the Sydney Warriors.
Back when I was playing, we used to do with a quarterback that's like this is you would have more or less a spy, but depending on the side that he's going, that's what they're running there is a QB power where the back's leading out from the backfield. And what you do is that strong side guy takes on the lead blocker, more or less, and then the other guy follows him behind, and you try and close that up, and that way you're right there. You try, and what you got to also do is you have your defensive ends play a little bit wider to try and force him back inside as opposed to letting him get around the corner.
And so this will be a first down and goal to go here for the Sydney Warriors. Things looking good for the Warriors as Easton is directing traffic here. He's got Marino off his hip to the left side. They're going to pitch it to him. Marino cuts back and looking for the left wing side of the end zone here, and he's brought down inside the 5. Second down and goal to go for the Sydney Warriors. And got to be so tough when it could be Easton, it could be Marino. So far, those have been kind of the double-headed dragon here tonight for Sydney.
Yeah, and as I was saying, you want to put your defensive ends a little bit wider and try and have them play more of a contain as opposed to rushing in, which is frustrating for those guys as a guy who played that. But you really want to try and force everything back to the middle where you have your help.
And so here is second down. Easton wants to roll out and throw. And he's got a man in the back of the end zone. It's complete for a Sydney Warriors touchdown. And, boy, Easton didn't throw that, actually. It was Baker who feeds that one to Easton. The sideline goes crazy. A little trickery there for the Sydney Warrior. Devin Baker has played QB in the past. They use him here, and he finds, guess who? Easton in the back of the end zone.
As I said, I knew it was a good idea to start him. Yeah. He's running him in. He's catching him. It was a great...
That's great fantasy points.
But as you said, a little bit of this guy's play there, I don't know how he was wide open.
He really was.
So I don't know if there was a miscommunication there defensively with a guy lining up, obviously. He's normally a quarterback. Why is
right.
he over here? So I don't know if that's what happened, but wide open.
Would love to see that replay again as Sydney now going for two. Waiting for the snap, and Easton's going to bobble this one and just have to fall. And it's smart play there, though, to not try to make more out of that, I think. And so the score is Sydney 22, BG nothing, with 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. Sydney's fired up after that touchdown. Baker finds Easton in the end zone, and Sydney's up 22-0. We'll be back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sydney up 22-0 on BG with 10:53 to go here in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson tonight. A return of about 10 yards for Nolan Hawkins on the kickoff for Bainbridge. And so BG will be starting here. Let's see where they spot this.
There's
at about
a flag on the play.
Oh, there is a flag. Yep, okay.
I don't want you to get too ahead of yourself on this.
No, I was wondering where they were going to spot this because the chains were still moving. And so we'll see here where it will be. Looks like spotted at about the 32, Sky. What do you think?
Well, wait.
Oh, they're going to still march it off here. Okay. I thought maybe they had already marched it off. Oh, boy, this is coming way upfield.
I think it was a late hit out of bounds.
Yeah, personal foul is going to pull this all the way up to the 47-yard line. There was a pile of tacklers going out of bounds there on that far side.
Yeah. So the 32 would have been right to attack on the 15, but... Yeah, that's not what Sydney wanted to do on that one. They're giving up 15 free yards.
Big chance here for BG early in the second quarter, starting at midfield. Here's Davey, wants to throw. He's got a man. It's complete to Hawkins into Sydney territory at the 35-yard line. Well-designed play, and maybe that's the spark that will get BG going.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen them in weeks past be able to move the ball offensively. Haven't yet, but... You know it's something that you can do. You have a lot of different guys you can go to, so maybe this is the start of something for them.
We did get an update that Norwich has scored on Waverly, so they lead 7-0 there in the first quarter. And we'll have a bunch of other scores for you at halftime during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Some really good games tonight. I think that Norwich-Waverly game probably going to be a heck of a game over there tonight at Norwich High School. Here is Davey going to hand off. Run to the outside for Beams, and he's going to be very close to a first down. I think he got it at the 25-yard line, and we haven't seen too much of Beams so far here tonight. Usually he's a big part of the offense. Maybe that's going to get him going now. And so that will be a first down here, I believe. Chain gang still kind of moving slowly on the far side. Now they will, so it's going to be a first and 10. With about 9.5 to go in this second quarter, and Sydney on top of BG 22-0. And they are at the Sydney 25-yard line. Hand off to Seymour to the outside. Cuts it back. Seymour looking for the end zone. He's in. And BG's on the board for the first time tonight. A really nice run of about 20 yards there for Damon Seymour. And BG looking really good on offense on that drive.
And that play right there, I want to give a credit to Ethan Beams on that seal block right there. Hit the defensive end. He was the lead blocker there on the kickout block. And he was part of the reason why he got that lane there to make that cut upfield and score. Great lead blocking there. Got to give credit on that play right there.
BG going for the extra point. Hawkins will boot it up and through. So our score now is Sydney 22. And BG 7 with 9:20 to go in the second quarter. And we'll be right back here on WCDO.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. BG has gone with the trickery here. They try the onside kick, and I believe they got this back here, Sky, right at midfield, as the BG bench just erupted there after. That was a really nice onside kick. It took every bounce in the book.
Let me tell you what, that took a bounce that you don't really see normally. It was low, and then all of a sudden, the guy for Sydney drops down and took one last really high bounce up, and it was a great play for the Sydney guy, because in high school, of course, if you're down on the ground, your ball's dead. So he's down trying to field the ball, took one high hop, BG gets it back.
So here are the Bobcats now with new life at midfield. They try to hand off to Hawkins on first and 10. He's tripped up right at the line of scrimmage. Second down coming now. So BG going right to left. They score a touchdown with Damon Seymour, and then they do the onside kick. They get it back, have it right at midfield again. With 9 minutes to go in the second quarter, Sydney 22 and BG 7.
And I like that aggressive call from BG right there. We just had a great offensive possession. Let's get the ball back. Drive right down. My favorite college team, the Oregon Ducks, just did it this past week against UCLA. It worked out for them. I like it here.
Yeah, BG, you know, dug themselves an early hole, but they're trying to claw their way back into this game. And they're going to try to throw again with Davey. And he'll air one out looking for Patton. He went up and caught that one at the 20. And they're going to say it's a catch down to the 18. And now BG all of a sudden has all the energy. They're back into the Sydney red zone once again. Here we go.
That was a great catch right there.
You know, that ball was really up for grabs, but they must have a lot of trust in Patton. We've seen him make a couple of really nice catches this year just like that.
I was going to say, when we were down there, we saw him catch a great one in the end zone. And again, right there, he's a tall target. He goes up and he gets the ball.
So here's BG rolling now with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 22, BG 7. And here is Davey. He's going to hand one off. They're looking for Seymour up the middle. This time the Sydney defense says no, and they bring him down after about a gain of one on the play. And so we'll see what BG dials up here on second down and 10 inside the Sydney 20. I think if you're the Bobcats, you really, really need to cash in here somehow.
You have to. There's no way around that, really. You got ball in great field position. You just went down and scored. You can get yourself right back in the game here with another touchdown.
So second down and about eight to go. So Seymour did pick up a little bit more. They're going to go back to Beams on the left side. Beams is in for the touchdown. Ethan Beams from about 15 yards out scores for BG. And BG's right back in this game with 7:19 to go in the second quarter. It's now Sydney 22, BG 13. And the extra point attempt coming up after Sydney was up 22 to nothing. BG has come back to life, and that onside kick, boy, has really gone a long way.
And this extra point is actually a lot bigger than people may realize. It's a 9-point game right now. If they make this, it gets it back to 8 should they kick it, which makes it a one-possession game, which changes it completely.
Yeah, so that, the last time Sydney went for 2, didn't get it. You didn't think too much of it at the moment as they were up 22-0. But in the blink of an eye, BG is right back in this game. The extra point is up, and it is good. Our score is Sydney 22, BG 14, 7:20 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight on CDO and at WCDOsports.com. Our score now, Sydney 22, BG 14. So Sydney comes out. They've scored three straight touchdowns. Now BG's kind of turned the tide as they've scored two in a row to get right back into it.
Yeah, we got ourselves a one-possession ball game here at 22-14. Be interesting to see what they decide to do on this kickoff here. We just saw an onside. I don't know if we'll see that again, but at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if they try and kick a high, soft one towards the sidelines.
Here is Hawkins slowly coming up to the ball, and he is going to boot this one deep. And Sydney's going to have to chase it all the way back to the 10 here with Vandersalmen, and he'll look to bring this one out. He's got a good return going for Sydney out to the 35-yard line. Out to about the 36. Connor Vandersalmen with a nice return. Let's see what the Sydney offense can do now.
Great return there by him. He had to go back to catch that ball. What a kick by BG there. But great catch by Vandersalmen, and he brought the ball out to what looks to be about the 37-yard line. So great return there, setting up a good spot for them offensively.
Yeah, really nice return. And boy, the Route 7 rivalry really starting to heat up here between these two teams, as this will be Sidney back on offense with Dylan Easton, who's been spectacular here tonight. He's got a man in motion from left to right. It's DeMott. They fake the handoff. Easton to the outside, cuts it back. 40, 45, 50. First down. Knocked out of bounds inside Sidney inside BG territory, excuse me. And again, Easton's legs get the job done.
Yep, they do, and he's been doing that. He did it all last week. He's done it all this week so far. Well, I can't say all because he did catch one, too.
Yes, that's true.
but he's a hard guy to stop, and he's showing that again tonight.
So move the chains here for Sidney. They're inside BG territory again at the 47-yard line with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Sidney 22, BG 14. Waiting for the snap. And this time they'll go back to Chris Marino. And he's up the middle, and he's got some daylight to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5, and he's in. Chris Marino for a 50-yard touchdown for Sidney. Takes it to the house for the Warriors. That didn't take long for Sidney to answer, that's for sure.
No, and they needed that. They needed to get the momentum back on their side, which they absolutely did, obviously right there. Big play, big score. And this is actually a big extra point right here, though, too, because it's 14 right now. We've seen BG kick extra points only, so they haven't gone for two. So this could make it 16 if they should go for two here, which it looks like they're going to.
Yeah, I can't even tell you the last time I saw Sidney kick an extra point, probably a long time ago, as Coach Matthews loves to go for two. He'll go for two here. Waiting for the snap is Easton. And Easton's going to try to keep it himself, and good read by the BG defense. Agroyan was in there to take him down. And so our score is Sidney 28 and BG 14, 6:47 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sidney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Sidney kicks off to BG. Nolan Hawkins returns it up the left wing side for about 6 yards, 7 yards on the return, and so BG will get it back. They trail Sidney 28 to 14, excuse me. So again, our score, Sidney 28, BG 14 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter, and so the Bobcats will have the ball going right to left at about the 38-yard line. Here, again, going right to left. The offense has come alive here for BG, but, you know, at this point, you can't get into a shootout with Sidney. The defense will have to come up at some point and make a stop. Sidney's offense has been great. Here is a run by Seymour to the outside as he runs from left to right out to about the 45-yard line now for the Bobcats.
And we've seen this BG offense do this before where they pick up 5, 6, 7-ish yards a play, and that's what they are doing right now on this on that first play there. That's what they were doing a couple plays on the last drive, except for the big pass play, of course, and the longer run. But this is what they do. They chip away at you. They beat you up right at the line of scrimmage.
So it's going to be a second down and about 4 to go now for the Bobcats. Agroyan is in motion. They're going to go to Beams. And Beams has nowhere to go. He's driven back by the Sidney defense. So it's going to be about a 3rd and 4 coming up. And this seems like a big 3rd down here near midfield for the Bobcats. Can you keep the offense going? Maybe put some more points on the board. It feels like if you give it back to Sidney, maybe another touchdown's coming.
And it's a big 3rd down for both teams. If you're Sidney right now, this is a tough spot. If you're BG, if you don't get this 3rd down conversion to go for here, so you may want to have them go, you know, kick it or punt it. But if you're BG, you definitely want to pick it up because you don't want to give the ball back to Sydney.
5.5 to go, second quarter. It is Sydney 28, BG 14. Bobcats with a key third down here, going right to left. They try the double reverse. They try to get to the outside. Can they do it to the left side now? And brought him down. Nowhere to go there for Caden Seymour. He escaped one tackle, but the Sydney defense was coming. Harrington was right there, and Marino as well, as DeMott to bring him down. So a fourth down here, Sky, and about fourth and five. BG's on their own 43-yard line here. This is dangerous territory. They sure look like they're going to go for it, though.
It looks like it, yeah. I mean, this is a tough spot to be in right now. You know, you're down two possessions. You got a little over 4.5 left, and timeout, yep.
Yeah, timeout taken here by BG. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Sydney 28, BG 14. High school football tonight. We'll be back on CDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days, and top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Our score here, Sydney 28, Bainbridge Guilford 14, 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here. A key fourth down, and the Bobcats will be going for it here. Connor Davey under center. I think they're trying to see if they could get Sydney to jump here with a hard count. Nope, they're going to go for it. Davey rolls out, goes to his right. Rush is coming. He's going to have to throw, and this one is through the hands of Patton and incomplete. That would have been a tough catch to make, and Sydney will take over on offense as the defense holds their Sky. And really, BG just had nowhere to go once they started to roll out of the pocket.
Yeah, and I don't want to criticize or anything, but it looked like he held the ball a little longer than maybe he should have. It looked like he had the tight end going across the middle there. Maybe he could have dumped it off right at the line there for the first down. But it's tough, obviously. Looking up here is a whole lot different than being down there.
And so Sydney now with a golden opportunity here, first and 10. They have the ball in BG territory at about the 43-yard line. With 4.5 minutes to go, they have a two-score lead. They'll look to run it up the middle with Marino, but this time the BG defense will answer. And leading the charge there was a couple guys on the line looking to bring them down. And Seymour was in there, of course, Damon Seymour, who has done things on both sides of the ball tonight. He's been tremendous. Second down and about 9 coming up here for the Warriors. So, again, Sydney jumped out to a 22-0 lead. BG cut back into it, cut it to 22-14. It's currently 28-14. And here's a handoff to DeMott, sweeping from right to left, across the 40, 35, 30. DeMott turns the corner. He's got a first down and more before he's pushed out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. Nice job there by DeMott. We don't see him carry the ball a lot, but when he does, he sure is effective.
He is, which, I mean, it's great for Sydney to have that weapon. As you said, we don't say his name a lot. But when last week when we were here, a few times we did offensively, he did nothing but good things with the ball.
And so move the chains here for the Sydney Warriors, and they're right back down near the BG red zone at about the 21-yard line here. As Marino checks the play, barks out some signals, he's got everybody set, Easton in the shotgun, and again Marino off to his right hip. Easton wants to throw, does, passes complete to Corbin Cash, I believe, on the near side. No, and he's brought down. Pass was to Justin Lang, excuse me. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage on that. With 3:45 to go here, second quarter, Sydney 28 and BG 14. Stay tuned. We'll have the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up for you in a few minutes. We'll get a check on the out-of-town scores. There's a couple other games going on tonight. Of course, that Waverly-Norwich game is a big one. Trumansburg's at Green. UV's at Groton. Whitney Point's at Lansing. And Johnson City's at Oneonta tonight as well. So we should have an update on most of those games for you at the half. So a second down and 10 now for Sydney. Again, going left to right. They're going to go right back to Marino, slicing through the tackles. And he's good for about 5 yards down to the 15, I would say. And so a third down and about six coming up here for Sydney. And another big third down with the clock still moving down to 2:55 to go before the halftime break. Sydney with a two-score lead, 28-14 over BG.
If you're BG here, you're definitely going to want to get a stop without giving up too much yards on this third down here, make it a little bit challenging of a fourth down for Sydney.
Yeah, I think BG would be thrilled right now to get a stop and maybe head to the room, to the break, I should say, with just being down two scores. Easton to the outside. Boy, he ran that sweep really wide and going to be very, very close here before he was pushed out of bounds at about the 10. So we'll see what the spot is where he actually ran out. So he went towards that far side. Haven't seen an official signal yet here with 2:34 to go, second quarter. And so, yeah, going to be a first down here. Easton got just enough before he went flying out of bounds, and that's a huge one for the Sydney Warriors.
Absolutely is, up here it looked like he was well in the clear of it, but clearly this is what we're talking about with the angles.
Yeah, Easton again here on the QB keeper across the 10 down to about the 6-yard line. So even though the clock is moving, Sydney, you know, very patient here, making sure they do the right things and not trying to rush too much. So they come up on 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. And you got to give some credit to Sydney here. BG scores, and then they get the onside kick, and they really had the momentum there, but somehow Sydney was able to kind of regroup, take a deep breath, and they've looked good since then.
Yeah, I mean, and that was a tough spot to be in if you're Sydney, because, you know, we're up 22-0 at that point. BG goes, scores. All right, it's 22-7. Onside kick, they make it again, 22-14, but
Easton throws over the middle, and this one is picked off at the goal line here by Noah Patton. Are they going to say he was down as he tried to run it out a little bit there? But there's Patton with those sure hands, and that's a big, big stop there for BG on defense. As that was a great play. He just jumped right in front of that receiver there, Sky.
Yes, and in high school, as I said earlier, if your knee is down, you're down. And unfortunately,
yeah, this is a tough spot to be in.
For BG, you love getting the turnover, of course. You do not, however, love the field position that you're on. It looks like they're on their own one, if not inside their own 1 yard line.
He literally picked that off, yep, right on the goal line. I mean, this looks like it's at about the half yard line, I would say. So here's BG with 1:40 to go here in the second quarter. They have to be very, very dangerous here. No fumbles, no safeties, anything like that. They're going to try to get some breathing room. To the outside they go. I don't think they got out of the end zone. Let's see. Just outside of it for Beams, I believe, as Sydney brought the house there on defense.
Yeah, and Coach Matthews threw his hands up in the air. There must have been some sort of forward progress or something like that, because it looks like he might have just got back to the line of scrimmage. And as you said, this is a very tough spot to be in. You know that Sydney's going to be bringing all of their pressure, of course, because there's just not a whole lot of room.
Yeah.
You know? So they're going to bring a lot of pressure right away.
And you got to worry about everything, right? I mean, the snap, the handoff, the blocking. I mean, there's just no room for mistakes.
There's none at all.
And so clock is down to 1 minute to go here before the halftime break. Sydney 28, BG 14. BG trying to get out of their own end zone after they pick the pass off. They are going to get a little breathing room here as Davey is just going to kind of bowl his way forward there for about 3 yards, I would say, on a QB sneak. Timeout's going to be taken here by Sydney. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Again, our score, Sydney 28, BG 14. We're under a minute to go in the second quarter on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, I think that second down QB sneak bought BG just enough room to have, well, a little bit of room at least to say as Hawkins was able to fall forward for about 2 or 3 yards here. Either way, this is a third down, and I would say about six to go And so BG, I think, would love to get to the halftime break with our current score of Sydney 28 and BG 14. They're going to try to throw to the outside. Pass is incomplete there. They were looking for Patton. So now a fourth down coming up. It's going to be difficult to punt out of your own end zone like this too, Sky. Another dangerous situation.
Yep, and before that play was run, I saw Coach Matthews go down to the official, and I'm willing to bet that he was telling him, one, if we should get the stop on this, we're calling a timeout right away to stop the clock. Obviously, on an incomplete pass, you don't have to do that, which is even better for Sydney in this situation because they can save a timeout.
Coach Matthews, I swear, is the master of milking, like, you know, if he's got 56 seconds on the clock, you know it's going to go about 15 minutes. He is a master with the timeouts and just getting squeezing every little bit of time out of the clock that he can, especially at the end of the game or going into a halftime break. Hawkins with a good punt here. It's going to float out to about the 35, and here's the return for Sydney, and they got a good one. And to the near side they go, and knocked out of bounds at about the 15. Connor Vandersamen again with a great return down to about the 20-yard line, maybe just inside there for the Warriors. Well done.
Now, excuse me. I know this is easier said than done, but in that situation, if I'm BG, I tell my punter this ball is going out of bounds because, or at least angled so far away to where he can't make a return on it. That one was kicked right to him, gave him an easy opportunity to get a good return and even better field position for Sydney here to finish up the half.
Yeah, no, here's Sydney with 47 seconds left inside the 20-yard line at about the 15 after a great return there by Vandersamen. And Easton's going to try to take this one himself. Cuts to the outside. Boy, a good stutter. Gets to the 20, to the or the 10, to the 5 before he's roped out of bounds at about the 3-yard line. And it's going to be first and goal, or second and goal to go here, I would say. No, he did get the first down. First and goal to go here for Sydney coming up. Very nicely done there by Easton once again, and to get out of bounds with 39 seconds left. And Sydney leading 28-14. Our halftime break coming up here in just a few moments.
The defensive end that time for BG played it what looked to me like the correct way, and then he tried to spin back in as opposed to letting Easton have to force him back to the middle, and that allowed Easton to make that stutter step move and get to the outside.
So here's Sydney trying to pick up the points they could not get on the last drive when they threw an interception. This time they'll keep it on the ground. There's Marino diving forward, and is he in?
No.
I think he was just a little short here. And so we'll come back and do it again here. Clock's going to be a concern for Sydney, down to 25 seconds left and still moving. Sydney 28, BG 14. Can the Bobcats hold here before halftime? Sydney's going to say, okay, let's take a timeout. Actually, no, we have an injured player on the field. And so that is going to be an injury timeout. So we're going to step away. When we come back, we'll be able to finish up the second quarter. Our score currently, Sydney 28, BG 14, 20 seconds to go. Here in the second quarter, I'm Nate Lull for Sky Thompson. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Sydney had the injured player and walking off under his own power, so that's good to see. And so we're going to get back underway here with about 17 seconds left. Sidney on a second down and goal to go, and it's going to be a QB keeper for Easton, and he's in. A touchdown there for Sidney. The injured player was Cameron Russo coming off. I think he just had a little stinger there. But Easton with the touchdown, put another one on the board for Sidney. He's been electric again tonight here, Sky.
Running, catching. I mean, is there anything he does not do?
That's right.
And he's a very good player in that he does those little things like we talked about in that run where he bounced to the outside, reading that. Was a huge difference in between a long run and getting tackled right through the line of scrimmage. So, tough guy to stop. Oh, my gosh.
They're going
to
kick. They're going to kick.
You brought it
Look
up.
Look at this. I haven't seen I know they've done it a little bit this year, but I haven't personally seen it in a long time. And so they're going to kick it here, and this one is blocked at the line. So BG's able to get a piece of that, and it's knocked down there. And so our score with 9 seconds to go here in the second quarter, Sidney 34. And BG 14.
Is there anything else you want to see happen tonight?
I guess I should just say it, yeah. Well, Jalen Reardon, who just made that kick, he's a great athlete. I got to watch him a lot when he was playing at Worcester, and now he's here at Sidney. I know he's been doing some kicking, but I hadn't gotten to see it yet. So before that, I literally can't remember the last time I saw Sidney kick a field goal. So
wow.
But... yeah.
As I said, if there's anything else you want to see tonight, I think just, you know, mention it. And
I know. Maybe some sort of what else would be wacky here? I don't know. So
we've seen a double reverse.
Yep.
We've seen Sidney
kick. How about a flea flicker? Something fun here. Let's do it. Pull out all the stops. So that's how Delhi scored that that long pass play against Tioga. They did a little flea flicker, yeah. So
that's a tough play to run just because you have to pass block for so long.
Right,
you
right.
know?
And especially... amazing they were able to do it against a team like Tioga, but
yep.
Went for an 80-yard touchdown.
Wow.
So Sydney's going to kick off here with 9 seconds left on the clock. We'll keep it right here. A return for BG to the outside up to about the 40-yard line here. And 4 seconds left, so it looks like BG could get one last playoff, I would say. Jose Bavar on the return there for the Bobcats. So our score currently, Sidney 34, BG 14. Coach Matthew's going to get a text later about that. I'm going to say, what are you doing, man, kicking that ball like that?
I think you're the one who's going to get the text to someone.
He's going to say, I've been listening to you down on the field.
That someone... headset he's wearing is definitely just a tune into us.
Yep. Yeah, he's just listening to us the whole time, I'm sure. So, all right, maybe the last play here of the second quarter. Let's see what BG can dial up. They're going to try to go to the air, it looks like. Davey flushed out of the pocket by Harrington. Runs to the near side, pass is incomplete as he was looking for a groin there to end the second quarter. Our halftime score is Sidney 34, BG 14. Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.